afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. Oh, I'm not lying. Oh, no.
I'm not lying. I know that.
Well, we'll have to see what's up. But before we start, let's say a prayer.
Dear Holy Father, we glorify you. We thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father, for this production. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We thank you, Father, that we walk as kings in light by Christ Jesus. We have the fruit of the Spirit working in our life: love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness, temperance, and meekness. We glorify you. We thank you, Father. We have the mind of Christ. We continue to grow in the favor of God because we seek first the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, for this day. We all said amen in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, to start off today, we're going to be a little different. We're going to show you kind of a principle of following the directions. People sometimes wonder why when they pray, they don't get the results they want. And we notice...
They say, God knows what I mean. Right. Well, maybe he doesn't know what you mean because you don't know what you're doing.
Well, he might know what you mean, but you're not...
Or he does know what you mean, and he goes, no, it's not the word of God.
But so we need to do kind of like Jesus said. He said, be well. He didn't say, you're no longer sick. So we kind of have to watch what Jesus is our example, and what did he do? He said, as you believe, be it to you.
Yeah, it has to
be well.
Really, God is perfect, so we need to be in that line.
So we're going to show you an example. So this is our example. These are houses where people are living and they're praying, but let's see how they're praying. So the first house, they don't really go to church and they don't really read their Bible or know anything about God. So the task is you're supposed to draw the picture without having to lift your pen off the paper. So you can choose anywhere you want to start.
We're going to start right here.
Okay, let's see if you can accomplish your task.
Accomplish it. We'll go down here. Then we'll go.
It looks good so far.
And we can go up here, and we can go up here. And then we'll go right here, and then we can go right here. But I can't,
beep, beep,
I can't get the rest.
So put an X in the middle. No, you didn't get the whole picture.
Okay. So there's another family.
So there's another family, and they go
to... They kind of know the word.
They go to church, but like when the preacher's preaching, they kind of listen, and then they kind of think, I got to do my shopping list. So the preacher, one of the instructions in the whole line of instructions, they forgot the rest, is it said, start at a corner.
Okay, well, he's going to start right here.
He's going to start that there. So he has a corner.
So he goes down, and he goes up, and he goes over. He goes back over here.
Oh, beep, 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 because, well, he's not going to make it.
He almost did it,
but beep, 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 he didn't really get all the instructions in church.
Right, okay.
So then we have our next one, and it says, start in a corner. That was our first instruction,
right.
So we got that. On the roof line. So choose a corner on the roof line.
Okay, right here. I want this. Is that okay?
Well, I don't know. Let's see if you got enough instructions.
We're going to go up here. And I guess we're going to go down here. And we go here. And we get... Oh, we can't get to the other
beep,
half
beep,
of the
beep,
roof.
Beep,
oh,
he didn't
no
do
good.
It there. Well, so now...
Can't even get to the flag.
Can't even get to the flag that's going to go, yes, you know Jesus. And you know the instruction. So now the instruction...
God's very precise.
We're very precise. He says you're going to be... Don't put it down yet, because you got to really think of what I'm saying. So you're going to be on a corner on... Well, when we're sitting here, so...
This side?
It would be the side. That side, yeah. And you're going to start there.
How about down here?
No, you're going to... Because you're at the roof line, remember? You're at the corner.
Yeah,
and for me, sitting here, it would be on my right-hand side, but maybe they're seeing it backwards, so...
No, they're seeing it right.
So we start on the corner on the roof line, and we go, and we're going to draw the roof to begin with.
You're going to draw the roof to begin with.
So but you're not going to lift your pin, so you're going to go around the roof. So you're going to go around and draw the roof. Go back to drawing the roof. The roof. Got to stay on the roof. Now we're going to go down and draw the house, and then we're going to go up and draw the flag and go around the flag. Oh! And if you follow all of God's instructions, what happens?
You win.
Whoa, you win, but it's very...
There's the winners.
It's very precise, because if you go...
That's the name of the people, the winners in
the
that
winners,
house.
The winners, they're the winners. And if they did like the first people and they do it their way, or they kind of have half of the message, what happens to them?
They get her done.
They don't get it done. No, if they don't... If half, half oh, the message, they fail, and then they want to blame God... For yeah. why they're not healed, or maybe it wasn't his will, and the people in the W got his will. His will is to heal everybody, so they got the will, they got the picture.
Yeah, they got their needs met because they understand the instructions of the Word of God.
Okay, so the lesson we're going to go on to is a little different than you probably may have heard, a lot of you, and so you might have to listen to it many times. That's one of the things... that we always say, like, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And you might go, why do you say it so many times or so many ways? Well, the reason why we say it so many times
is... neuroplasticity.
Right. Well, no, it's really faith. It's
faith.
To get faith, you plant the seed in your heart and you got to let it grow and you got to water it and take care of it.
Yeah, just because it's in your brain, in your soul, doesn't mean it's in your heart.
Right. And so
So to get it in your heart takes time. Takes us a lot. We have to become confident in our heart.
Right, because if you've heard something told the wrong way for so long, that becomes your truth. And so to readjust to the actual truth, which is in the Bible, because what we're going to give you now is verses from the Bible and how God causes things to happen, which may be a little different.
He speaks them into existence.
But it may be a little different than the way you would think he would do it. Is he saying you're not sick, or is he saying you're well? There's kind of two different sentences. So we'll go see what the first scripture says.
The first scripture is Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
Right. So, and this is a reference to Abraham. Remember the story of
right,
Abraham.
Right. Abraham. Call those things that be not as though they were.
Right. Because Abraham was very old and his wife was very old.
And they changed his name from Abram to Abraham, meaning the father of many nations. So when everybody talked to him and said, hey, Abraham, he understood what it said. It said that I am the father of many nations. So he continued to hear it hundreds of times a day, probably, because he had a big business to deal with.
Right. But so this goes back to our questions. Am I lying? Well, is Abraham lying? No, because this is how God did it. God didn't say Abraham doesn't have a child, or didn't say right. anything like that. He says he's the father of many nations.
Call things that are. He called those things what God said in the future, which was he called those things that be not
as though they were. Right. So that's something we have to learn. So God doesn't really necessarily call what is. He calls what is not and brings it from the spirit realm.
Because God said it. If God said it, that gives it right to be there.
Right, because you can't just call anything.
Yeah, I got my neighbor's car. They can't do that.
Right, because God never said that. So let's go on to our next verse and see what it says.
It says in 1 Corinthians 1:28, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
Right. So
that's kind of talking, like, it's not the way we would say things today, but what he's saying is he's calling the things that man doesn't think is good, because we love God and man probably doesn't really care about God.
No, that's not what it was about.
Well, what is it?
No, what it's saying is, okay, God's calling, God's taking the despised and the bad things of the world. So he's taking disease, poverty, sickness. He's taking the despised things of the world and the things that are not. Well, in the case of this, the person doesn't have health. They don't have money. Whatever their need is, they don't have it. So he's taking the despised thing. Do people despise poverty? I think yes. Most people do.
Yeah, we despise poverty.
Do people despise sickness?
Yes,
I think
we
so. So we're
sickness.
Kind of trying, when it sounds like he's, well, no, well, he's saying it away. We're trying to show you how people say things, but they're not really catching what it's saying. So he was kind of showing
most
how
people
you,
continue to say and whine and say things that are. And right. That's the problem. You need to call God's word into the flesh. His is a spiritual word that. And the spirit created the physical. So if we create God, we create when we speak God's word and we call it into the physical.
Right, because this is really like quantum. We've taught
quantum physics, right?
Quantum physics, which is the God particle. So you take all these things and they're put together and the God particles added to it, which is your prayer and your faith and everything. And you're not really lying because you're calling, God is not a liar. That's one of the verses that says, let every, like, man may lie, but God be true. God cannot lie. So whatever God said is truth, and the truth shall set you free. So right. We're going to go on. So there's a great difference in some of the things. So we're going to go on and see what's next.
There is a great difference between calling things that are not as though they were and calling things that are as though they are not.
Right. So if we go to the door and let's say, I always love this example. We go to the door and the cat's sitting at the door. And we want the dog to come in. So
well, we don't see the dog.
We don't see the dog. So if we're going to call things like, we're going to call things that are, we want to kind of, it's kind of a funny thing to say, the cat's not there. So it's like you're saying, I'm not sick. The cat's not there. Keep yelling, the cat's not there. Well, that's not getting you the dog at all. The cat's not there. It's not there, is it?
Yeah.
No, the cat's not there.
But you want to call the dog, but you're.
You don't want to lie because the cat's there. So you're kind of going to say, the cat's not there, but that doesn't get you
the
dog.
You mean the dog's not there?
No, the cat, well, the cat or the dog. But it's calling it isn't going to get what you want. It's really like if sickness is there and you say, I'm well, it'd be like saying, the cat's not there. It's sitting right in front of you. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to have.
Yeah, you can't call those things that are not.
Right. So God didn't ever go. You're not, he's not denying that sickness exists. What he's saying is there's faith and there's healing and you call in the despised, you take the despised thing.
You take the spiritual force and you call it into the physical.
Right. So you get rid of the despised thing and bring in the truth that sets
you free.
So you
call the word of God and you call it, says, don't let the word of God depart from your eyes for it's life and health and healing to all your flesh. So basically what you're doing, you're calling the spiritual force, the spiritual power, the authority of us to be able to say that, and we calling it into existence, into the flesh, into our flesh or the physical around us.
Right. So if you go to the door and the cat's sitting there and you go, here, well, in our case, we go, here, Hollywood, because she's around the corner by the pool and we want her to come in the door. So we're going, here, Hollywood. I'm not really lying. I'm calling those
you
things.
You don't see Hollywood, but you're calling her.
I'm calling her the things that be not as though they were. Because as soon as I yell, Hollywood, she'll come.
She comes.
And then she is here.
So we call the word of God.
Right. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus and it's healed. And it
with faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when we call it, we have 100% faith, and we have no unbelief. We do not, flesh and blood does not, or the physical does not have any power over our faith. So if you have more unbelief than faith, then you're not going to work. It's not going to work. So you need to put down the flesh and say, I have health. I have health because He bore my sicknesses and carried my. All my needs are met according to his riches and glory. And therefore, if you call that and you believe it with a measure of faith, like a mustard seed, And but your unbelief is put down. You're not hearing that in your soul and in your faith, in your spirit. It will come. You know, you have patience. That's a part of your thing, is to have patience.
Right. So it's sort of like drawing the house. You start, you plant the seed, and you follow the instructions, and then you receive. So let's see what else there is that the Bible says.
It says, apply God's principles about finances. It says in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. And also it says in Luke 6, 38, says, give and it will be given into you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And also it says, I am confessing and doing these things. I am saying them in the name of Jesus. It is causing faith to come, and I am calling my bank account full. Money, listen to me. I give, and therefore it is given to me. All my needs are met. And in Philippians 4:19, it says, and my God shall supply all your needs, or my needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Right, so there it's back to the instructions like drawing the house. It's you, if you're the very first person that we had the house, they had no idea what they were doing. They just were going to do it their way, the world's way, and they didn't get anywhere.
Or just you know,
I get two jobs.
If you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to get your. If you're building a house, you don't know what you're doing. The house crashes.
No, so they're. Their finances, they may think I need to get two jobs, do whatever, but what you really need to do is listen to the Holy Spirit. He'll give you, like, maybe you should go to school, you get educated, he'll give you favor on your job, you'll get a promotion, because it's a promise that you will
prosper.
And so if you're doing what you're supposed to do,
yeah,
it will prosper.
And you work by God's rules. He said, have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness, temperance, and meekness. If you're working in all that, and you're in the right mindset or spirit set, you will prosper, because you're listening to the voice. The voice says, yes, do that. The voice says, no, don't do that. The Word of God says, don't do that, and says, yes, do this.
Right,
which is what the Word says, and the Holy Spirit says, compliant to the Word of God.
So I'll go back to this. It says, I am confessing and doing these things. So that's what you're going to do. The sower sows the word, the seed. You're confessing them, and you're doing them, and you're saying them in the name of Jesus. And so why would your bank account be full? Because God said, and God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by
because
Christ
you
Jesus.
Are so you're 100% behind what God is. If God says, there's a person coming down, I want you to give him $100. And you know it's God's word says give him $100. So you give him the $100. You're doing what God said to do. Now, I'm not saying God's going to do that to you, but you know, he may.
Right.
And then you are compliant with God. And God said, he blesses you because you're faithful, because
right.
you are quick to listen, slow to speak.
Right. So we're going back to the title, I'm not lying.
I'm not lying.
When I'm saying God's word, I'm not lying. It
right.
may be that it has to manifest itself here. It's taking it from the spirit realm to the physical realm, but I'm not lying. But if, for example, if I say I'm not sick and I'm really sick, that's lying. But if I go, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, that's not lying, because that is so.
That's the word of God.
So we're trying
to
teach you.
You can't lie by quoting the word of God.
Right. So people sometimes say they don't get healed. Well, it could be they don't follow the instructions.
And you
first.
Know something? You don't have to. You say it to yourself. You don't have to tell everybody, oh, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. You don't have to tell anybody that. You just tell yourself. Make sure that you know it, because you're the one that's in the need.
Right, and know that it's done right when you say it. You receive it now. So I hope this has helped you understand the concepts of God better, that when you're quoting the word, you're not lying, you're calling.
You know Isaiah 53:4 says, you know that. You know 1 Peter 2:24. You know Matthew 8:17. You know the scriptures, and you quote them all the time. You're massaging your spirit.
Right. So
continue to do that every day, and then faith comes.
Right. And so,
when faith comes, and you say it, and you say, flesh, talk to the hand. The unbelief, talk to the hand. I ain't hearing what you got to say. I only hear what the Word of God's got to say.
Right.
And when you say it, it happens.
Right. And
you don't care what the time is.
And the difference is, too, it really pertains to everything. It's not just health. It's not just finances. It could be peace.
All my needs.
Peace. So let's say some things happen and you don't feel very happy. So you start quoting, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You start saying positive
things. Praise the Lord.
And if something...
Praise, it says he, when you praise the Lord, he's inhabiting the praises of his people. We are his children.
So with all that said, we go... we have our Truth Wins. If you have any questions, like and subscribe. Share this with everyone. We want everyone to understand how the Bible operates, that they're the ones that are living in the W, the winners.
We're the winners.
Who know the word. The reason they win is because of the word.
The winner, the WWs.
Right, because the truth that sets you free is the word of God. So we'll
say, and you shall know the truth, the word of God. And it shall make you free.
Right, and we'll see you next week. And have a great week. We know you will. And the blessing of the Lord to you.
Amen.